And that was Josh from Facebook, who has generously given K-Squid as one of two recipients in Santa Cruz County to receive a $5,000 grant from Facebook and the Lindstedt Foundation for Journalism to continue to bring you stories about the coronavirus and its impact on our communities. And with that, I think we're going to play that story by Ashley Papp. She is our brand new intern, but you wouldn't know it from the quality of this report. She's really fantastic, and we're very proud of the work she's done. We're going to learn a little bit about testing. This is Talk of the Bay. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman.
No matter where you live, chances are you're feeling the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sheltering in place, facial coverings at the grocery store, we're going through a lot. But what if everyone could just get tested? Then we'd know who needed to stay in quarantine and who could be free to roam. So where do things stand with getting tested, and who gets access to tests? I'm Ashley Papp, a KSQD intern and science reporter. As of Thursday, April 9th, there have been 80 confirmed COVID-19 cases and one related death in Santa Cruz County. And roughly 1,700 test results have been received by local health officials. Dr. Gail Newell is Santa Cruz County's health officer. She sounds optimistic about testing in our area.
Our testing capacity is increasing, particularly for some high-risk groups. So I'm happy to report that now Quest Labs and perhaps others are offering an expedited testing process for patients who are inpatients in the hospital, so admitted to the hospitals, or healthcare workers.
So let's dive into how testing for the novel coronavirus works. As a note, scientists are working around the clock to better understand how this virus works, and breakthroughs related to testing procedures are happening nearly every day. Right now, there are two types of tests available, PCR and antibody testing. PCR is short for polymerase chain reaction. This is the type of test that's being used by the majority of healthcare professionals right now in hospitals and at drive-up testing sites around the world. A long, skinny cotton swab is used to collect mucousy liquid from the very back of the throat and is then sent off to a lab. There, scientists use chemical solutions to parse down the specimen to just its genetic information. Using a PCR machine, that info is copied thousands of times, amplifying the genetic information of anything in the specimen, virus included. Little DNA pieces that act like magnets are added afterwards. If they attach to any of the copies made, it shows up as a positive result. It's worth mentioning that all of the kits being used right now don't work exactly like one another, but they're all using the same type of method, PCR, to test for the presence or absence of the novel coronavirus genetic information. Experts say that one of the challenges associated with this type of test is that, like all viruses, this one is constantly morphing. This means that it's especially tough to design a test to detect its presence. And because that swab of fluid can be pretty tough to reach, the sample could be collected incorrectly, meaning you could get a faulty result. So even if you do have the virus, you could be sent home. Because of this, the Center for Disease Control is encouraging doctors to do a second test if a patient's PCR test comes back as negative, but they have all of the symptoms or a recent exposure to another confirmed case. Dr. Newell has a high level of confidence in the county's publicly administered tests.
The testing that's done in our public health labs and are at the state and national level at the CDC has been very good in terms of both specificity and sensitivity. So picking up as many cases as possible at the same time, not including too many false negatives or false positives.
The other type of test is called serologic or antibody testing, and it works differently than PCR. Instead of looking for the virus itself, this test searches for remnants that it was once in your body. This test is looking for the body's naturally built immune response, so it doesn't actually work to test people who are newly symptomatic of COVID-19 or those with a compromised immune system because they haven't had a chance to build up antibodies. This test uses a finger prick of blood to look for little clues that you recently fought off the novel coronavirus. It's a pretty smart move for the body. In case the same virus returns, we keep a blueprint for the immune response needed to fight it off a second time. It does work to identify people who were infected without ever showing signs, or got sick and mistakenly thought their symptoms were just a seasonal cold. Ultimately, this test will be helpful to show how widespread COVID-19 actually is. This test isn't widely available yet, but scientists are working on one that could identify antibodies similar to the way an at-home pregnancy test works. And for now, we don't know if having survived COVID-19 once means that you have immunity against future infections. Dr. Newell describes more.
There have already been cases documented of people who have had this virus once and then they get the virus again. We don't have enough data on enough cases to know exactly how much immunity someone might have. We think it might be something similar to the seasonal flu.
There's still a lot that scientists don't know about COVID-19, but they do know more today than they did yesterday. And the bottom line is that the more people we test, the more we'll know about the virus and how it spreads. Mimi Hall, Santa Cruz County's Health Services Agency Director, says testing in our county can help us pinpoint where we are in the curve of new and prior infections.
But our testing won't discover every single case, but hospitalized cases and ICU cases are a function of community spread. So those numbers, those folks always get tested, and that gives us an idea of whether or not we're at the peak or coming to the downside of the curve.
To try and control the spread of this disease and flatten the curve, the county has asked that everyone stay home and limit their exposure to others as much as possible. But keep in mind, that doesn't mean you can't stay in touch virtually or via phone with family, loved ones, and even your friends at K-Squid. This is Ashley Papp, a science reporter with KSQD. During this crazy time, don't forget to keep yourself healthy and stay positive.
And thank you, Ashley, for that wonderful report. There will be more coming your way from Ashley Papp, as well as our other intern, Jesse, who is coming to us from the UC Santa Cruz Science Communication Program.